Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for Charlie Kirk Show. Reflections from an amazing weekend at Mar-a-Lago. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with AmFest, America Fest, AMFEST.com. Also, do your best to help out Turning Point USA at TPUSA.com. At America Fest, we're going to have the biggest speakers in the country, so check it out right now, AmFest.com. That is AmFest.com, AmFEST.com. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Patrick Bet David, you guys know it. Get your tickets. Promo code Charlie this Saturday, Phoenix, Arizona, AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Special thanks to producer Andrew for doing an excellent job filling in last Friday. The reason I was off on Friday is we were preparing. We were in preparation for a major weekend. No, not America Fest. America Fest is this Saturday, but we have two major weekends in a row, and one we just concluded. This last weekend, we host our annual fundraising event, our gala at Mar-a-Lago. At Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, many of you know, we're doing more work than any organization out there. Hundreds of people on staff. In fact, over 350 people now on staff. We have TPUSA Faith, Blexit, our high school program, our college program, Turning Point Academy. We have the biggest names in the movement, reaching more people on social media and online than any other nonprofit out there. The most viral organization out there in the conservative movement. And so we bring together our top donors. Now, mind you, we are so incredibly thankful. We have 300,000 donors at Turning Point USA. Think about that, 300,000 people that give us money. One of the largest small dollar donor armies in the country. But this is the top donors to our organization, and we've done this now for 6 years, gathering them at Mar-a-Lago, and it's always such a powerful and moving event. So we start, and I was just preparing on Friday for it, because it's an all-day, literally a marathon. It starts on Saturday. I start with a 2.5-hour presentation where I go through all the different departments presenting to our what we call investors at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, going through everything that we're doing, and then meetings all day, and then our gala, which is incredible. And I'm just left with an overwhelming sense of gratitude. It was without a doubt one of the most difficult economic financial environments to put on a fundraiser of this magnitude. A lot of people came to us and said, Charlie, I had the worst year that I've ever had. Interest rates are crushing me. It's really hard to, make money right now. And despite that, I'm just blown away. Blown away by how our donors at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action stepped up in a remarkable way. There were a couple people that came up and a couple opportunities to match donations. And I have a couple takeaways, and understand that this room, this group of people, many of them are very comfortable financially. Some of them would get looped in, people that know better, as being kind of part of the American elites. And it struck me as I saw, the commitments of support pouring in for Turning Point USA and our incredibly important work, that this counter-revolution, this movement, transcends income and wealth. There were people that were there that might be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that have the same urgency, the same worldview, as many of you. This is no longer just, oh, you know, the elites are against us. This is if you love the country. And I got to tell you, everybody, you know, we hear, oh, you know, the donor class versus this. I could tell you, we had 850 major donors, and they see things the way you do. When one of our donors came up and he said, hey, I'm going to give a big number if we can match it in this room to support ballot chasing and Turning Point Action, he said, and by the way, don't give money to the RNC. The whole room does a standing ovation. Whole room, standing ovation. And then he says, by the way, Donald Trump is the only candidate that we should support. Roaring applause. They won't report that in the New York Times. They won't report that in the Wall Street Journal. And I'm left with such hope and energy. Can we show some of the pictures, Ryan, just from the Mar-a-Lago gala? And there is an urgency, a focus. And these are just some of the snapshots from this last week. And by the way, our team did such an amazing job putting on the event, the details, the hospitality. It was world class. Not to mention just the cup. Literally tonight, setup begins for America Fest, where we're going to break records. Whatever we have, we're going to break all of our records this weekend. The generosity from the Turning Point USA faithful is amazing. But I want to just tell you one story. You know, somebody would stand up and they say, Charlie, I love what, you know, Turning Point is doing and Turning Point Action. I generously pledge $250,000. And the room would applaud. And then one young lady, you know, gets up and she says, you know, I really don't have very much money, but I'm going to pledge $2,000. And somebody says, I'm going to pledge $100. Every single dollar counts. Every single dollar counts. This movement is a people of all different backgrounds, of all different stripes. People that have a fair amount of money and people that have a fair amount of energy and passion. Grassroots across the board. And I can tell you that going into 2024, I was left with hope. We raised a record number at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. We are going to be able to hire at Turning Point Action, our first wave of ballot chasers, praise God. We're going to be updating all of you throughout the year, by the way. We're very transparent about this. We're going to be showing you pictures and videos, the ballot chasers that we are hiring in Arizona and Wisconsin. Hopefully, we'll be able to add on to Georgia. And I, you know, there were donors that would come up to me, and I felt as if I was talking to just a grassroots activist. And they said, Charlie, what can we do? In fact, you know what I heard more than anything else is they said, Charlie, you know, Turning Point gives us a vehicle that shows us that our resources, our money is moving the dial. And we're starting to see this momentum churn and churn and churn. And having raised a record number from this, and our team did such an amazing job, you know, I know donors there, and many might be watching right now, and I just want to express my gratitude, that gave sacrificially, that gave above and beyond. In fact, one donor came up, they said, Charlie, I'm going to sell $100,000 in stock that I didn't plan to give away, but we have to do more. We got to pour more into the movement. And at Turning Point, we show our results. We show the chapters. We show the impact. We show the minds changed. We show what we're doing at Turning Point Action. We show all this. And I'd like to think that we earn it by showing the results and showing the progress that we've been able to put forward. And together we want to win. And I made a promise and I made a pledge. And you will all hold me accountable to this. I said, no one's going to work harder. No one is going to work harder than Turning Point Action and Turning Point USA, myself, Charlie Kirk, going into this next year. It's time for all of us to do more. I know some of you might be watching, but Charlie, you know, I can only give $50. Maybe for $50, that might be when the scriptures that for the widow's mite who gives $50, that might be actually giving more than somebody else. Everything. By the way, it's not just about money. You give your energy. You come to AmFest. You create a prayer team. But I want all of you in the grassroots to know this, and this is the takeaway, is that sometimes it feels like, since we become the working class movement, that you say, where all the elites are against us. No, most of the elites are against you, but not all of them. Not all of them. No. There are a lot of very wealthy people this last weekend, praise the Lord, that are just as concerned, they're just as frustrated, and they're just as motivated to save the country. That should give you energy. Because it feels like we're outgunned. Soros, Mark Benioff, Loreen Powell Jobs. Now, things are changing, everybody. This transcends wealth levels. This transcends income levels. This is a movement of the plumbers, the welders, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the pastors, the rabbis. It is about the decent versus the indecent. And I am just left this last weekend with gratitude. And thank you, thank you, thank you for in this very tough, hyperinflated, high interest rate environment, what we were blessed with as a gift from Almighty God at Turning Point allows us to get back into the trenches, to replenish our munition lines, metaphorically, and fight to win. Thank you. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. I think the world of Patriot Mobile. They are amazing people. Glenn and the whole team. We have dinner frequently. I've gotten to know them. They're incredible. And I'm so proud to partner with them. They are donors to Turning Point USA. They are the best. You see, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, giving you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without funding the left. So look, you got to make the switch today. And when you do that, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you send a clear, convincing, and resounding message that you support freedom of speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team can make switching very easy. So you keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and the team there will be more than happy to help you. Just tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're amazing, super great to work with, very generous supporters of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They are mission aligned. Have your cell phone bill work for the country. Make your cell phone bill work for America. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Full endorsement, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. We're getting a lot of emails here. I really am thankful and people are saying, Charlie, that's such surprising and good news. Yeah, and look, let me just kind of riff on this for a second. I don't think we should be rejoicing that the current chair of the RNC is basically booed by 800 of the biggest donors in the movement. It's true, but we want an RNC chair that could scoop up money. I am cheering for a based, grassroots, conservative, ethical, honest, and effective RNC. When you have 800 of the biggest donors, isn't that the RNC's job is to raise money? Wasn't that her, that was her argument. They all, you know, she said, yeah, you know, I want to be RNC chair because I'm so well-liked by donors. In all fairness, we had probably one of the most impressive groups. And by the way, from all parts of the country, all sorts of different industries. And some people, by the way, that are more moderate in their beliefs, but they love Turning Point and they see the impact and they're moving more and more to a more conservative direction. But the strength of Ronna was supposed to be, I can raise all this money. The grassroots hates me, but at least the donors like me. Well, no, they don't. Your fundraising totals are abysmal. We see that in the balance sheets. And you would think, I mean, again, it was not scripted at all. But we had this unbelievably generous man, and I don't want to say his name because I haven't gotten his permission, but he comes up on stage and at the event, he says, you know, I will give a big number. I mean, a big number if we can raise it. He goes on and he gives this beautiful speech. And part of his speech, I didn't know he was going to say it. He said, oh, by the way, stop giving your money to the RNC because it gets wasted. And the whole place, just standing ovation. I was like, what is this? Is this the War Room posse or is this a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago? And if you can't tell the difference, that is interesting, isn't it? When you have War Room posse that is saying the same things and thinking similar things as a group of 800 plus biggest donors in the conservative movement, something is changing, everybody. And there is a framing that is correct. And we will talk about this. There's a group of some donors that are like Nikki Haley types, and they get a lot of attention on TV, and they pump in a lot of money. But I want to make sure it's very clear. That's not all the donors. I don't even think it's a majority of the donors anymore in the movement. I'd say that 50-plus donors in the conservative movement are in agreement and alignment with a conservative renaissance, playing to win, sick of losing. If we would have took a straw poll, which actually would have been very interesting, we probably should do that next year. How many of you would vote for Nikki Haley? I don't think there would be a single person. I don't think there'd be a single person. So it's very, very interesting. I want to read this email here from Billy. It's a really powerful email. Charlie, I donate what I can from time to time, but here's what I do. I'm a precinct captain and central committee member in Washoe County and part of the Trump caucus team. I also donate some money that I can, and I take my kids with me on knocking on doors. He's, by the way, in Reno, very important. I post selfies with my kids, hoping they'll inspire people to get involved. Needs to be a priority. This is how some patriots can donate back. I totally agree, Billy. By the way, everyone's going to do their part. For some people that were at the gala this last weekend, you know, in their 80s and early 90s, and the Lord has blessed their business, their way of giving back is to give $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 to the effort. For some people, it's money and resources and wealth. For some people, it's sweat equity. Praise the Lord, we're seeing it happening across the board. And what I want to just energize you with is that we see the kind of clipboard and tennis shoes, we see the grittiness, is that the people that have also been very blessed are stepping up like I've never seen. Despite the hard environment, despite the tough terrain, we are seeing the urgency from all the different pockets necessary for us to win. I did not even get a sliver of apathy, of cynicism, of, oh, what's the point? No, it's focused determination. The same thing, by the way, if I would have just went 20 miles away to a local GOP meeting in, you know, Jupiter, Florida, it's almost, I wouldn't be able to tell what room I was in. That's amazing. The game has changed, everybody, is that the grassroots of the party, the ethos, has really taken over the main thrust. I love Billy's email here. It's really great. Are you tired of progressive companies and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply just trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Retailers like Target are selling chest binders and tuck-friendly bathing suits. It's disgusting. Starbucks is strong-arming their customers to support abortion. The Starbucks Workers Union is on the side of Hamas. Financial services like PayPal are canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we have a solution. Founded by Michael Seifert, an amazing company. I think so highly of them. We do a lot of work together. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mob/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, liberty, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join, and you get started today at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk, or just download the Public Square app now. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. That's publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Check it out today. Mr. Zelensky is coming back to D.C. Javier Milei is the new president, or prime minister, president of Argentina. Here he is hugging Zelensky. You can get a mixed bag with any sort of Argentinian crazy person, but I'm glad he won. But Zelensky's going around to the Western world saying, hey, come on, give us money. Give us money. Now, neoconservatives and neoliberals, their playbook is always the same. Baseless, fear-mongering, telling you that you have to pay more money, send more of your kids to go fight in foreign adventurous wars, or else the entire civilization will collapse. And but then you say, hey, wait a second, our civilization is collapsing. And they say, no. You should care about Ukraine more, about America. And I have an open question, and I never get an answer to it, even amongst some friends and senators. And I just recently had a very lively conversation with a member of Congress. I won't tell you who. It was off the record, and I got a little bit aggressive. I know what you say, Charlie, getting aggressive, it doesn't fit, but I got a little aggressive. And I said, why is Ukraine in our national interest? And they say, well, as you well know, they're trying to reconstitute the Soviet Union. I said, enough talking points, enough automatic programming from neoliberalism. Tell me specifically, While our nation is wide open, our border is wide open, we have 12,000 people coming into our country every single day. Why you can't lift a finger to do that, and why Ukraine and the furtherance of this no-win war of a family dispute over a border that is irrelevant to the nation of the United States is our concern. Why? Well, Zelensky is in D.C. today, and he's scheduled to visit the White House and speak to the Senate tomorrow. Zelensky is looking to secure another $60 billion in military aid of your money. Your money. And that's equal to the entire budget of the Department of Energy. It's higher than the entire Department of Justice and the FBI. It's more than we were spending on the war in Afghanistan in the final years of that conflict. Now, a reminder. Zelensky has given interviews where he threatens that Ukrainians will engage in violence and terrorism against the West if they don't get their money. We haven't covered this in much detail because there's been so many other stories. But that no good pimp who is called Zelensky is coming here and saying, yes, sir, my people will riot if you don't give us money. Lloyd Austin, in one of the biggest news stories the last couple of weeks, Department of Defense Secretary, said, oh, yeah, American kids might have to go fight this war soon. Blackmail, extortion. Hamas is not the only organization taking hostages right now. Zelensky is trying to take the entire U.S. Senate hostage. He is saying that if you don't give me money, the West might be attacked. He might say, oh, don't be surprised if all of a sudden the Louvre blows up, something like that. The mayor of Kiev, or Kiev, is it Kiev or Kiev? I can't remember which one's the op. I think it's Kiev, has been calling out Zelensky as an authoritarian. The magazine did a major article a month ago where leaders in Ukraine government are saying Zelensky has become delusional, thinking Ukraine is winning when it's not. Maybe that's why Zelensky has a bunch of trans people working for him. Delusion runs deep in the Ukrainian government. Quote, we're out of options. We're not winning. But try telling him that. CIA is a proxy of the intel agencies. So the conflict is that America is now being asked to send over another $60 billion. That's $180 for every American man, woman, and child. Of course, the Biden regime actually, if they really cared about Ukraine, a deal is on the table. Secure the border for real. Now, this is actually, I want to give credit where credit's due. Because I bash Republicans and I bash Republicans and I bash Republicans. But because of this show and War Room and Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk opening Twitter, we have made such a point about the border to some Senate Republicans' credit. They're saying, we'll do Ukraine, but we got to get something on the border. Now, what they want on the border is basically more paperwork processors. But our argument is penetrating. It's penetrating. We're making progress on this. Even the weak-kneed types, like Lady Graham is even going out. There was a clip last week where Lady Graham says, come on, we got to secure our own border here. At some point, we got to do this. So our insistence, our drumbeat about the invasion of the country is starting to penetrate. Okay, I want to go to cut six here. Here is Senator Chris Murphy saying that, hey, all the dominoes are going to fall. If we don't give Zelensky his $60 billion, in the next 24 to 48 hours, Russia is going to march into Ukraine. They're already in Ukraine, and they're not doing a lot of marching. And then he's like, yeah, China's going to be given a green light, and if this doesn't happen and this doesn't happen, it's all Republicans' fault, and the Western order as we know it will collapse. Play cut six.
Latest Wall Street Journal poll shows a whopping 64% of people disapprove of President Biden's handling of the border. Does that add pressure on you, on Democrats, to get something done here?
Well, listen, I'm not paying attention to the politics here. What I know is that the future of the world is at stake. If we fail, if Republicans don't get reasonable in the next 24 to 48 hours, Russia is going to march into Ukraine. China is going to be given a green light to invade Taiwan. The world for my children is fundamentally different under that scenario. The United States security is at risk. So I am just beside myself. The Republicans are playing games with the security of the world.
Oh, enough name calling, Senator Murphy. We all know you're a CIA agent. I think you used to work for the intel agencies. Maybe I'm wrong. But we all know that you're basically a proxy of this. And hold on. They claim that we're holding aid hostage. Why don't you guys do a peace deal? How about a ceasefire? So let me get this straight. The left is storming Capitol Hill, taking over universities, and running ads calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But they won't call for a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia? Why is that? Why is it okay to send $60 billion to that uppity foreigner in a t-shirt, Zelensky, but they are so angry about sending money to Israel? What's going on here? Exactly. Let's play another piece of tape. Play cut 7. Biden budget director Shalonda Young says by insisting Congress secure our border, quote, our sons and daughters are at risk of being part of a larger conflict. She's obviously not a very smart person. She reminds me of President Gay of Harvard. Obviously, affirmative action diversity pick. Not exactly a bright person. Play cut 7.
The one thing I do take issue with is Americans want their national security taken care of. We agree with that. What happens if Putin marches through Ukraine? What's next? NATO countries. Right. Our sons and daughters are at risk of being a part of a larger conflict. And it's not just Putin, other dictators watching what Congress is doing.
Right.
What signal does that send? So our national security is also influenced with not providing Ukraine.
But you're
So I just want to make sure you understand. This is the Biden budget director, Shalonda Young, who's, again, this is poorly reading a script. Are sons and daughters at a risk of being part of a larger? What do you mean by that exactly? You mean that we're going to have to go send troops? So basically, here's the argument they're going to Senate Republicans with. And honestly, Barrasso and some of these guys who are neocons, they're doing a better job than I would have expected. They're not doing a great job. I give them a C. I give them, you know, ABC. I give them a C. They're doing something. They're doing enough where Chris Murphy goes on the shows and says, oh, you know, it's the end of the world as we know it. We got to get that song. This is the Democrats. It's the end of the world as we know it if Zelensky doesn't get his taxpayer cash from Americans. The whole world is collapsing. Hey, listen, Chris Murphy, look what's happening on the southern border. He doesn't care, obviously. The Economist reports curtailing aid to Ukraine will prolong the war, and it would create risks for the West in its own backyard. There's no way of predicting how the millions of Ukrainian refugees in European countries would react to being abandoned. Ukrainians have behaved well and are very grateful to those who sheltered them. They'll not forget the generosity, but would not be a good story for Europe if it were to drive these people into a corner. This guy's a mafia leader. Nice house he got there. Be a shame if something happened to it. Nice Louvre. Nice statue of David. Be a real shame if a Ukrainian blew it up. Paeta, really nice. How does that react to a Molotov cocktail? That's basically what Zelensky is saying. That if you don't give me money to fight this no-win war, which is completely and totally militarily delusional, Ukraine is losing and has been losing for quite some time. Russia is just ramping up their war effort. Putin is still popular. How popular, we don't know. But he's still popular in the Russian homeland. He's advancing. Again, the Russian view of war is completely different than the Western view of war. Completely different. We knew this from the beginning. War is normative to them. For us, we're like, oh, you know, we need to support it because it's the right cause. We have put Ukrainians on a suicide mission. They can't staff their ranks. They can't supply them with morale. And the Russians are going to roll them over. So instead, why don't we try to put a peace deal on the table? Because Joe Biden is pandering to the defense contractors that want another $60 billion, the same way Joe Biden got the vaccine manufacturers paid. Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, AstraZeneca, same thing. Joe Biden doesn't want what's best for the citizenry, best for America. He wants to pay off the special interests and the oligarchs that want to see the Ukraine war continue. It is not in America's best interest. Let's play another tape here. 16, Christopher Murphy. Again, Senate Republicans, I give them a C. They're doing okay. Play cut 16.
I think this is one of the most dangerous moments that I've ever faced in American politics, and I wish Republicans weren't holding Israel aid and aid to Ukraine hostage to the resolution of immigration reform.
Oh, hold on. Who said anything about immigration reform? Hold on a second. Not only are you lying about the circumstance, who said anything about immigration reform, you gang of eight amnesty pushers? Hold on. We're talking about border security and deportations. Okay? I don't know what you're talking about here. Oh, you know, we need immigration reform. So he's even misrepresenting the ask on the table. How is anybody in this audience support sending more money to Ukraine? Is there a single person? I'd love to meet you. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Give me the best argument you have. Why another $60 billion on top of $200 billion? Please email me freedom@charliekirk.com. For years, we've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues. They teach things that directly contradict the values of millions of Americans. That's especially true if you are a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source on American K-12 private education, with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents thinking about making the switch from public schools to a Christian education, and for those already in Christian schools too. From their online publication, The Lion, to their new podcast, Making the Leap, the Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. To learn more about how your family, faith, and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for you. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. They're the trusted source of American K-12 private education, and they also partner with us at Turning Point Academy. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. All right, so here's some good news and some troubling news happening with this free speech stuff over the weekend. First of all, the president of Penn resigned. Praise God. Liz McGill, not a very bright person, probably one of the worst moments in the history of congressional testimony. Here's some just word of the wise. If you run a company or a university and you're asked about genocide, probably not a good idea to yield the context. She says, they asked by Elise Stefanik, hey, if someone is calling for the genocide of Jews, what do you think? She says, well, it depends on the context of what's going on. So like most big stories, there are good and bad potential outcomes. Here's some good outcomes over the weekend, because this is happening in real time, and we've been covering the story from a Turning Point USA student perspective. The good outcome is this. These colleges have been severely and significantly damaged, and they command less awe and respect from the general public as incubators of future elites. Actual Jew haters get exposed and held accountable. That's a great thing. The university's obscene financial dominance declines, and we need to make it further decline. Jewish Americans are waking up to the dangerous, radical, left-wing ideologies and the extremism that is substantially enabled by DEI and bureaucracies and affirmative action admissions. And some Jewish donors, like Bill Ackman, regret ever donating and subsidizing Jew hatred and the decline of the West. Donor pressure discouraging the hiring of radical faculty and the creation of these joke politicized classes in favor of actual ideological diversity and merit. But here's some troubling outcomes, and I just want to make sure that we're not over-celebrating and that we see that there's a subterranean, almost invisible movement here that is really concerning. It seems as if as a reaction to the Jew hatred, to the calls for genocide, there very well might be a new Leviathan that is put in that makes speech even harder on campus for conservatives. We never engage in quote-unquote hate speech, and I hate that term because it's so abused. I hate it, okay? It must be reserved. We need a whole new term, honestly. It's so, the ADL says I'm a hate speech guy. So therefore, if you use the ADL's criteria, here's where we're headed if we're not careful. It's a very good and promising thing that Harvard and Penn are squirming and losing donations. They need to lose even more. But as someone who runs the largest conservative campus organization in America, we fight this battle daily. There are already too many restrictions on speech and more than enough for any motivated administrator, and we deal with it every day, to censor and silence groups like Turning Point. It would be a super letdown and a tragedy if all of this positive energy only leads to more speech codes, more censorship, and more retaliation against freedom-loving activists. I want to play, of all people, Fareed Zakaria, who actually captured this beautifully on CNN, play cut 29.
American universities have been neglecting a core focus on excellence in order to pursue a variety of agendas, many of them clustered around diversity and inclusion. It started with the best of intentions. Colleges wanted to make sure young people of all backgrounds had access to higher education and felt comfortable on campus. But those good intentions have morphed into a dogmatic ideology and turned these universities into places where the pervasive goals are political and social engineering, not academic merit.
Now, I disagree. I don't think that there are good intentions to put in a diversity, equity, inclusion office, but that's a separate issue. Play 25 as well, please.
Three university presidents came under fire this week for their vague and indecisive answers when asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their institutions' codes of conduct. But to understand their performance, we have to understand the broad shift that has taken place at elite universities, which have gone from being centers of excellence to institutions pushing political agendas. People sense the transformation. As Paul Tuff has pointed out, the share of young adults who said a college degree was very important fell from 74% in 2013 to just 41% in 2019.
Praise the Lord. The fields we have been laboring in for a decade, it's starting to harvest. Praise God. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.